So in 1995, a guide was published to Sears and Roebuck houses. This was the first attempt to really try to document the history of the company. And the authors went to the Sears archives and they reproduced every house illustration that Sears still had. Sears was actually missing a couple of catalogs. And so they didn't have the complete picture, but they had the vast majority of the Sears designs. And then they organized them all in a way that you could use out in the field. They organized them by the overall shape of the house. So if it was a side gabled house where the ridge of the roof parallels the street, you could look in that section at the one-story examples or the two-story examples, and you could find these houses. And that's how I found the Alhambra that I showed you in the first image. I looked it up, I bought the book, I looked it up, I said, oh, it's called the Alhambra. The other one, not so much. 42 years later, I finally found it. So it made it possible for people to be able to find these houses. And it became a kind of do-it-yourself hobby for people to, like me, to go around and look for these. One of the beauties of my job working for the Wisconsin Historical Society is I traveled the state of Wisconsin extensively. I drove about 30,000 miles a year within the borders of Wisconsin. So there's no town I haven't been to. Many of these places I had to go to meet with someone, and I'd go about a half an hour, an hour early, just to make sure I got there in time for the meeting in case something happened. And I'd have a little spare time on my hands. So I'd drive up and down the street and look for Sears houses. And so this one here, I found actually, I had a conference in Lake Geneva and I was driving on the street and found a whole neighborhood of Sears and Roebuck houses in Lake Geneva, including this house called the Ardara. And one of the things that makes these houses stick out is Sears sold these houses based on that picture. So that's all you got was a floor plan and that picture. He made the decision to buy a house. So they load up the front of the house with all sorts of details, even if this is a very modest house. And it's got this very substantial and very eye-catching front porch because they're illustrating in the catalog and they need something to draw your eye. So when I'm driving down the street and I'm looking for these houses, one of the things I look for are just houses that stand out in the neighborhood. They look different. They look more architecture than a similar house of the same size. This is one I found in Pepin, Wisconsin. And you can see it has this elaborate stickwork on the front gable of it. Also has those very distinctive porch posts that we've seen before. And the gable brace, the thing right up at the peak of the roof, that little wooden trim piece, is something that a lot of these catalog houses included in their designs too. So when I see a gable brace too, I stop and take a look at it and see if it might be one of these houses. So there's a kit of parts that you can get used to if you look at these things enough. We've seen these porch posts. These brackets under the roof are a very typical Sears bracket. That's called a knee brace bracket, but what makes it unusual for Sears is you have that diagonal brace that comes down, and then there's this piece that comes down and intersects it in between the two diagonal braces. That's a Sears house trait. I've actually seen them in a couple houses that are not Sears houses. They may have been built by the Homes Division, possibly, or somebody else may have just copied it. But it's a good, I see one of those, the brakes go on and I pull over and take a good serious look. So you can see all three of these designs use that single knee brace bracket, and the one on the top right also uses that gable brace that we've seen before. This is the one we saw the detail of. This one happens to be in Tomahawk, Wisconsin. And the person who owns this house found the shipping label from Sears tacked onto a piece of lumber. So when they bundled it all up, they put that note on there so they knew where the package was going. And they never took it off the board when they put the board on the house. Why would you, right? It's just gonna get covered over. But the cautionary tale for that is Sears also sold millwork in the, during this period. A good friend of mine that I grew up with, he took over his parents' house after his mother died, and he gutted the house out and found a Sears packing label on the lumber. And he said,